Jay's gonna hate he missed this. And now it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed from our New York studios up in Harlem. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom Joyner, Sybil, and Damon. Happy Friday, everybody. So, Tom, it's Mother's Day weekend, and who better to have on the TJMS than the one and only Mama Joyce. She continues to be a standout on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Lover or hater, one thing you cannot debate is that Mama Joyce speaks her mind and that she loves her daughter, Candy Burris. They have a very close mother-daughter relationship, and I think she continues to turn her relationship around with her son-in-law, Todd. In fact, Mama Joyce, Candy, and their family took a big vacation with Todd's family in an effort to bring the two camps closer together, and we'll get to see it all play out in an upcoming three-part TV special. Let's find out more about it. I'm going inside her story with Mama Joyce. Good morning, Mama Joyce.
Good morning. How are you?
And
very
happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, listen, this trip that I'm telling everybody about that's going to be a TV special, you guys take a ski trip. Have you ever been skiing before?
No, I haven't. The most skiing I've done is on a top of a garbage can, sliding down the top of my heel on the grass on my side of my
on the
side of the street where I live.
That kind of MacGyver skiing.
That's about it for me with skiing.
If you're at the top of the slopes, make sure you stand behind Todd.
hey, Mama Joyce has never been called a lot of things, but she's not stupid. She may have been called crazy, but not stupid.
So are we going to actually see you ski on this trip? Are you going to take to the ice?
Or do you do après skiing
of us? My sisters and I, I might have a 50-some-year-old body, but no, these are 65-year-old knees. So I don't think I better get on no skis.
We ain't going on the skis. Well, this trip is about mending a blended family. You all's family with Todd's family. And now that the trip is over, I wonder, Mama Joyce, what you learned that you can share with others who might have two families brought together by marriage that don't get along so well, because this is a common thing. What you learned that you can share as advice for everybody that's trying to, mend a blended family?
Well, you just find out that a lot of people are not as narrow-minded as what you think they are, and I think a lot of the in-laws find that you are not as gruesome as they people probably portray that you are.
So just be more open and get to know people a little bit better.
Opens up a line of communication.
Right. Now, we've seen you, Damon joked about it. We've seen you on The Real Housewives of Atlanta bump heads with your son-in-law, Todd. Did this trip bring you closer together? Can you at least give us a hint about that?
Well, we've come a little closer.
Right, because you apologized to him, towards the end of the season, this season of The Real Housewives. But you say you've come a little closer?
Yes, we've come a little closer. And, I mean, like I said, my only thing is Ken is the only child I have left and the only thing I always say that I have. And I love him more than life itself. And the only thing I want to do is see her happy, her and Riley. And if she's happy, I'm happy.
Mama Joyce, do you think that you are, there used to be a character said she's not bad, she's just drawn that way. Do you think that you are edited in such a way that makes you look not as nice as you really think you are?
Well, I'm sure. I'm positive because everybody that knows me know that I'm a very loving person. And everybody wants to be my daughter or my play child. Everybody that knows me, they like I'm their mama, their adopted mama, their play mama. So right. I think it's a lot of the edited in the way that I'm shown that makes me look like I'm this villain. But I people that really know me to love me.
Well, you have become.
And I've always have been.
Well, you've become a hugely popular character, or I should say personality, on The Real Housewives show.
But
were you surprised?
But I always speak my mind, because I'm the kind of person that if I love you, I will tell you how I feel. If I don't love you, I won't. I don't bother, you know, because, see, sometimes, you know, if you got a stain or your dress is up, people let you go around and let people talk about you. But if I love you or care enough about you, I won't let that happen to you. I'll tell you about it. But if I don't care anything about you, I just ignore it like
He's
everybody
not
else.
Say anything.
Did you Would and you... Todd? I'm sorry, Jackie.
No, go ahead.
Did you and Todd's mother have any kind of closure before her death?
No, we never got the chance. We never did.
You regret that?
Yes, I do. I regret that we never did get a chance to have any closure, you know, and I'm sorry that that happened, but, you know, I had nothing I could do about that. That's something that the Lord, you know, only control people, you know, and you know, how the Lord put things, Twitter put things on you. But I have to say, Twitter, I don't have that power. Only the God has that power.
Yeah. Now, how do you like reality TV? Would you and your sisters do your own spinoff show if they offered it to you? Would you like that?
I can't say no, but right now I don't know. You know, I can't say
no. So if they made the right offer, you think you might?
You might say. You could say yes.
Yeah, I could say, but right now I don't know.
Okay.
You know.
That's the smart answer, too.
Well, the show, you guys, the special, it's a 3-part special, of course, on Bravo. It's The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy's Ski Trip. So we're going to see these families come together. Mama Joyce, thank you so much, and happy Mother's Day
again
to you.
Happy Mother's Day to you. Good luck to your family.
Happy Mother's Day, Mama Joyce.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you all calling.
Okay, have a good day.